Macmillan Audio presents Listen to the Marriage by John J. Osborne. Read for you by Gabra Zachman. One. Is there anything practical that needs to be addressed right now? Sandy asked. Like a student, Gretchen raised her hand. It had been a long time since one of the couples who came to Sandy had raised a hand before speaking. Okay, Gretchen, Sandy said. What's going on?
I'm worried about money, Gretchen said. Since I moved out, I've had to rent an apartment, furnish it, pay for new childcare.
How much money do you have? Sandy asked.
I don't know, Gretchen said. In my checking account right now, I have $3,000. The rest of our money? Steve handles it.
Sandy turned to Steve, Gretchen's husband. He was slumped in the chair across from Gretchen. So, Steve, what is the money situation? Sandy asked.
I just became a full partner at Simpson Weaver, Steve said. I had a chance to buy into the partnership fund. It took all of our uncommitted resources.
Are you saying that you and Gretchen have no money? Sandy asked.
Of course we have money, Steve said. I think there is about $20,000 in our Vanguard money market fund. It's all going to work out. Now that I'm a partner, I can borrow as much money as I need.
You had to buy into the partnership fund, but then you can borrow as much as you want? Sandy thought. As I understand it, you guys just sold a house in Ross, Sandy said. Where's the money from that?
We closed escrow this morning, Steve said. I have a check for $200,000.
Sandy's mother had been a legendary real estate maven. In fact, this office was in one of her mother's buildings. Sandy knew something about real estate. You sold a house in Ross, and the total cash you got was only $200,000? Sandy said.
I had to mortgage the house, Steve said. I took out every penny I could.
To buy into the partnership fund? Sandy said evenly.
It sounds crazy, Steve said, but that's the way it works.
He leaned forward in his chair.
You think this is nuts, don't you? You think I've been scamming Gretchen or something, Steve said.
I've known you for about half an hour, Sandy said. I have no idea what you're doing to Gretchen. All I know is that Gretchen is worried about money.
So we can split the money from the house, Steve said.
Are you worried about money?
Sandy asked Steve. Not really, he said. Soon I'll have my first partnership draw.
And you can borrow as much as you want until then? Sandy asked.
Yes, sure, Steve said.
I think you should give the $200,000 from the house to Gretchen, Sandy said.
Sandy saw it hit him. He almost lashed out. Somehow he got control of himself. That's interesting, Steve said deliberately, cautiously. Sandy waited for more. The whole $200,000, Steve said.
Yes, Sandy said, all of it. Gretchen has taken a huge step, moving out on her own with the kids. On top of everything else, do you want her worried about money? That's right, Steve, Sandy was saying. She left you, but I want you to give her the whole $200,000. Can you see why?
But half of it belongs to Steve, Gretchen said.
She looked so earnest, and so blonde, blue-eyed, so all-American. It was like, what am I doing here? This isn't my movie. What do you mean half of it belongs to Steve? Sandy asked.
If we got divorced, half would be his, Gretchen said.
Do you want to get divorced? Sandy asked.
I don't know, Gretchen said slowly. Probably, but we have two children.
I'm a marriage therapist, Sandy said. Frankly, I don't care what the law says. You can find a lawyer to explain that to you. What I see is that you're worried about money. I think $200,000 would take your worry about money off the table, at least for the time being. You told me that you're primarily responsible for the kids, plus you're working full time.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?